This is a BiblioMotion audiobook, produced and distributed by Gildan Media in partnership with BiblioMotion. We hope you enjoy this program.
I'm Alan Weiss, and this is Million Dollar Maverick. Forge your own path to think differently, act decisively, and succeed quickly. This work is dedicated to Maria, Danielle, Jason, John, Grace, Gabrielle, Elena, Buddy, and Bentley. There's nothing so strong as family. My acknowledgments. My life was hugely formed by my grammar school teachers, who taught in an age when discipline was expected, parents didn't protect their children from it, and rules were important. They have influenced me more than my high school, undergraduate, and graduate instructors combined, an undiminished influence still present over half a century later. So thank you, Mrs. Grothausen, Mrs. Steffenauer, Mrs. Fleming, Miss Mandelkern, Mrs. Bowman, Mrs. O'Brien, Mr. Heitman, Mrs. Johnson, Mrs. Lippert, and Miss Baratini. Thanks to Barry Banther and his colleagues in the elite retreat I facilitate annually for suggesting the theme of this book. It had never occurred to me, an example of the benefits of surrounding yourself with smart people. And thanks to Erica and Jill here at BiblioMotion, a publishing house that treats authors as friends, a novel concept. Introduction. I'm told this is my 60th book, counting foreign translations and revised editions. Who would have thought? I'm a guy originally from modest means who quite simply looked at the wealth and the opportunity available in this country as brilliant opportunity, since the only place I had to go was up. I never despaired. I always thought I had a chance. I knew I wouldn't win every contest, but I also knew I had no chance of winning if I didn't enter the contest, both literally and metaphorically, physically and emotionally. In the 1950s, I would sit on the floor in the entry to the bathrooms in public school with my jacket over my head. This wasn't a game. It was an air raid drill. And the bricks and mortar around me and cheap fabric over my head were supposed to protect me from the blasts and radiation of atomic bombs should they rain down on Manhattan a mile across the Hudson River. I was in high school during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I remember women crying in the hallways. Since those days, terrorism, Ebola, tsunamis, nuclear plant leaks, and MERS have all seemed serious, but never as terrifying. One thing age provides is a glorious perspective. I've spent most of my lifetime trying to help others. As I write this, I have a global community of entrepreneurs who participate, in person and virtually, in myriad experiences under my auspices throughout the year, and often daily. I've coached thousands of entrepreneurs and thousands of business executives, consulting with some of the largest...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?